In ancient times, heroes spent the afterlife in Elysian Fields. Here in New Orleans, Elysian Fields Avenue is the connection for a heroic hot sausage po' boy that lives on. This tale begins at Jean's Po' Boys. In business for half a century, the Pepto-Pink 24-hour po' boy shop on Elysian Fields in St. Claude was known for hot sausage po' boys with melted American cheese. It closed this summer, the latest in a series of changes in this part of town, which no longer has Jean's, but does have a Starbucks. Turns out that Sammy's Food Service and Deli, just up Elysian Fields in Gentilly, has long supplied the hot sausage patties that gave Jean's Po' Boys its kick. Of course, Sammy's serves its own version of the sandwich. So here it is, the slim patties, a blend of pork and beef, with the same crumbly texture under a griddly crisp exterior, trussed with gooey yellow cheese. Bite in, and once again the spicy juice merges with the mayo and seeps into the airy pockets of the malty, toasty New Orleans French bread. Sammy's was once a butcher shop called Chambre's Food Service, started by the son of Sicilian immigrants. The next generation turned it into a deli and kept supplying some of the butcher shop's customers. Now, while we're talking hot sausage po' boys, I'll mention a great one at Zimmer's Seafood, made on bread from John Gendusa Bakery right next door, and Melba's, a 24-hour fix not far from the old Jean's. And at Little Dizzy's Cafe in Treme, there are hot sausage links, not patties, for a different take. There are more famous po' boys in New Orleans than the hot sausage. Oyster po' boys are epic. Roast beef po' boys are iconic. But for those who long for a highly specific hot sausage po' boy, these days, the love affair endures on Elysian Fields. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.